Welcome to this podcast. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and I'm thrilled that you're joining me today. And today the topic is kind of a serious topic. It's about grief. And this is something that we do need to talk about. It's not always the nicest topic, but we get so many questions about how to deal with grief. Grief of losing a loved one, maybe a spouse, a child, a friend, to an illness, to a car accident, to who knows what. And this is life. We have to deal with this. And it's a very difficult thing to deal with. And I think up front, we need to just acknowledge that, do we ever really deal with grief? I think what we learn to do is cope. And I think that's probably a good way of looking at it as well, because grief, when you lose someone, you know, you never really get over that, because that person was so much part of you and now they're gone and you've got this terrible empty hole inside of you. And we say those kind of words, terrible empty hole, but it's almost literally true when we look at what's happened, for example, inside the brain. So when the person is alive, you have developed a relationship with that person. Each time you speak to that person, each time that you share a meal, each time you go on holiday, the day-to-day living, the big, the small stuff, the happy, the sad, memories that you have built together are inside your brain, and the connection with that person is inside your brain. And if you are married, you have that extra dimension that is inside your, it's in, connected inside your brain. You have with your child. All these are real things that you have wired inside of your brain. These thoughts are real things that you've built inside of your brain, and the physical is only the 10% of it. The other approximately 90% is the non-physical side that incorporates the mind and the spirit of man. And that's according to research in quantum physics and the research in metacognition and so on, which is the world, that the field that's that I move in. 90%, up to 90 to 99% of human psyche, the human and the world that we live in, is of a non-physical nature. And this non-physical nature is eternal in, it's got this alwaysness principle. It's always there. It's quantum in nature, present, past, and future is all mixed up together. And I know this sounds very confusing, but this may help you understand why when someone dies, you have all this intense emotion and energy and feelings that come pouring through, like almost can be on a daily basis and can be very, very overwhelming. So every time that you think about someone that has died, you are bringing up with your mind activating a real physical structure, and that real physical structure is a literal physical branches made of proteins inside your brain that contain information plus emotions. So when you think, you feel. So as you think about that person, you're going to feel those emotions, and you miss that. It was there and now it's not there. It's like almost, you know, you're calling to that person. You're calling for the satisfaction of that physical contact, which you can't satisfy. So there's a part of you that's not satisfied, and over time that raw pain does get better. So there does, you may be in grief at the moment and you may be thinking, no, the pain will never go away. And yes, you will feel like that initially, but as you pass through the stages of grief, the rawness of that pain will become manageable. And you can learn how to make that process more feasible for yourself, or more manageable for yourself, by how you manage your mind. And I find that one of the most important things is the acknowledgement of the grief, the acknowledgement of the pain, the acknowledgement of that you're missing that person. You know, not trying to put on a brave face, but really crying those tears. It's very cathartic to cry those tears, to talk about how you feel, and yes, you may have experienced this already, but when you're around other people and you talk about your grief, they kind of feel uncomfortable. They're not quite sure how to help you to deal with your grief, and they're not sure whether they should talk to you about your loss of your loved one, or whether they should or shouldn't talk to you. And for you, it's good if you do talk about it. And obviously you determine that time. You can't be forced to talk about it. You have to be ready, but it's also not good to suppress it. So it's really good to try and find people and times where you can talk about that and express that. And I think, you know, one of the questions we get is that, why is grief especially hard during holidays or, you know, birthdays and things? And, you know, the answer I think is fairly obvious, in that those are the times that are high points in our life, where we're having, you know, the highest emotional times in our life, when it's a holiday or a special birthday or a special occasion or a special memory, like when you first maybe met someone, or when you got married, or your first time that you went on a date, or the milestones. And those milestones can, they have an extra load of emotion attached to to them. So if you can visualize a tree in your brain that is beautiful and green and big and bushy and filled with beautiful memories, that tree represents this memory of this life with this person, and it's big and it's full, so there's lots and it's all these raindrops on the tree, and imagine the raindrops that you see on the tree in this visual image I'm painting for you in your mind's eye are the emotions that are attached to that tree. So as you are thinking about that person, all this comes up in your conscious mind. It moves from your non-conscious to your conscious mind, and you get this like burst of all the energy and all the emotions attached to this. And in it now, obviously that memory is surrounded by the toxic tree is attached to it now, because the person is no longer there physically, they have died. And so now there's this memory's been affected, and it kind of it's confusing. And that's why it's important in one's mind to balance the toxicity of the pain with the happiness of the previous memories, and to try and focus on acknowledging. You can't deny, you need to acknowledge, but somehow you have to try, as you acknowledge the pain, to look at the healthy thoughts and help you look at the good memories of the good times that you've had, and focus on that to help you to turn that very painful thought of the loss into something that's more manageable. And that is a process. It's not going to happen quickly. It's honestly going to be a daily process, and it's really going to take you a good 21 to 63 days, maybe longer, to just get it under control. So, but if you know that, it almost makes it easier. By knowing that you're going to each day be doing something structurally in your brain, and it's going to take time, that helps a little bit. It helps a little bit to know that you're doing something in your brain, that you'll get to the point where you don't feel like you're going to die each time you think of that person or those persons or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it's not easy. It's very difficult. We are spirit, soul, and body, or spirit, mind, and body. We have three parts, and these three parts, when someone's now died, that physical's gone, and your physical is calling out to that physical, and it's not satisfied. You've got this disruption now in the spirit, soul, body, nature, or spirit, mind, body, nature of who you are. So there's a disruption in the non-physical and the physical world. It's a fact. It's traumatic. It's terrible. We need to acknowledge that. So we need to learn how to deal with that. We need to learn how to not pretend it's not there, not suppress it, because I can guarantee that if you do suppress that pain, you're going to cause a lot of damage in your body. The suppression of the pain causes more damage than the acknowledgement of the pain. But the acknowledgement of the pain, we have to be careful that we don't keep ourselves stuck. Like, you know, if you fall into sinking sand, and you get into, and not that we intend falling in sinking sand, but the concept of getting into a sinking sand, you can get stuck. So we have to embrace that pain without getting stuck in that pain. So you embrace the pain, and then you change that pain. How do you change that pain? You need to focus on the good times. As you focus on something good, as you think of a great happy memory, and you almost might have to force yourself to do this, to write this down, really discipline your mind to do that. As you're doing that, you change the biochemistry of your brain. As you change the biochemistry of your brain, you actually change the biochemistry of every single cell of your body. So just by the thought of thinking of that happy memory makes your brain and body stronger. And then as you get stronger, then you can think of another happy memory and think of another happy memory. And then you can experience a little bit more of acknowledging a little bit more of your loss. So you can kind of balance it in a 2-to-1 ratio, and then build it up to a 3-to-1 ratio. 3 good memories to 1 acknowledgement of the sadness. So it might start 1-on-1, where you're sad and then the happy memory, then it's sad and then 2 happy memories, and you build up, and over time, daily, you can learn to control this pain of the grief. You learn to deal with it. I want to stress with you, we're not trying to hide this. We're not trying to say that it's not there. You are connected on a non-physical level still to that person. Physically, they're not there. So this is very real. You can't deny this. So that's so vitally important. We acknowledge, but then we start working towards dealing with the pain. And one of the main ways is to focus on the happy times, and to then, like over holidays, one other tip that's really good is that if you have certain traditions that you had together, it can be very hard when you're sitting in that holiday mode and suddenly there's maybe a song you used to sing together, or a movie you used to watch together, or a walk you used to go on, or a special time of the day that you would open presents or something like that. If there's, you know, like little traditions that you have, it's almost hard to still do those, you know, to still keep those traditions going. But I acknowledge, I would recommend that you do keep those traditions going. Keep them going. Talk about how you feel. Talk about how much that person that you've now lost, how much they enjoyed that, whatever. Talk around the situation. And then what you can do is talk from there. You can then work maybe at building a new tradition, adding something else on. What do you think they would have done, or what they would have liked to have done? One of my friends she lost her husband nearly 4 years ago, and on Christmas Day. So you can imagine every Christmas Day they have, that, you know, the joy of Christmas is overshadowed by the loss of her husband and her children's father. And, you know, as over time, as she said, one of the biggest things that has helped her so much is, you know, talking through that and having friends there. So this is the next tip I want to just give you, and we're going to start moving towards the end of this podcast with this next tip, and that is, you do need a support system around you. We can't do this alone. We really do get tremendous energy from each other. We get to the love that we get from each other when you in a situation where you need support will give you the strength to face what you're going through. So you need to get some people in your life that you can phone in the middle of the night, that will come over in the middle of the night and will just sit and hold your hand, or take you to a movie, or go for a walk with you, or just be there to listen while you cry on the other side of the phone, or that you just need to text each other or something like that. So I strongly recommend that you reach out to others. Don't think that you can do this alone and that you have to be strong alone. This is, and as time goes on, obviously your dependency on others will decrease. But initially, you're going to need a lot of support. And don't be shy to ask for that support. In terms of resources, I have my book called Switch On Your Brain that explains a lot about the mind-brain connection. You can get that, pick that up at drleaf.com. And there's also the 21-day brain detox in there. I have an online program called the 21-day brain detox that helps you go through the process of rebuilding your brain and dealing with toxic issues. And yes, dealing with grief is toxic. Grief is terrible. Losing a loved one, we can't deny and say that's a nice thing. It's not a nice thing. And we can get ourselves into tremendous trauma going through that. So there is a whole program in there to help you to work through the pain and the trauma of what you've gone through. Thank you for joining me today. And if you are in a situation where you're experiencing grief, my deepest sympathies do go out to you. And through the airwaves, I send out my love and I pour my love into you to help you have strength to be able to deal with what you're going through. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf.